Blog Talk Radio.
Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field.
I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my cutter chick. Pocket change, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, like dude, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style like.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle, house of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double, put work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold, like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo and hydro. I'm zoning right now, and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug, just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air, fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In that all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking. Bum 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 bum. Keep it jerking. Bum 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 bum.
They can't jerk like me.
Keep
it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Yo, what's facilitating, man? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. King 1033 South Sea, that's me, you dig? This is Femo Nation Forever Radio 2, man. Church 01, Volume 10. Dig? Stand on what you about. That's what I'm going to be speaking on tonight, man. I got to take the whole show, man. You know, we're going to get the music mixed in. I'm going to start y'all ass up. And, man, we're going to have it. Remember, the Femo Nation Forever Radio, man, and what we do, no topic is off limits, right? So that means that I can't just talk about, or we can't just talk about what some people feel like they want to hear. We got to also talk about the other side of it that those people don't want to hear, because it's another side of the people that do want to hear. So we got to talk about all things, man. No topic is off limits, man. And if you a local and if things is going on in the local community where you at, and you feel like calling in and talking about them and discussing them things, no problem, man. 319-527-6057. 319-527-6057. Call in. Get with me. If you got me on social media, if not, email me. ChopOnlyRadio@gmail.com. Chop on it with the C. ChopOnlyRadio@gmail.com. Email me. Get at me. You can contact Femo Nation Lexi page on Facebook. You can inbox her as well to set up you a meeting if you want to do that. You want to get discussions or however you got to go. But just contact me. Let's work and you can get it on. Because with the no topics off limits, man, that means anything is not one thing that's unacceptable for us to speak about. As long as we're not preaching no hate, we're not telling people to go out there and commit no violence and no none of that type of stuff, man. We'll do that. We just speak the real. And that's what we're going to do, man. So the hot topic, man, tonight, stand on what you about. And it doesn't matter if it's in the city you in. If it ain't right, it ain't right. Now, everybody got their own personal experiences. Everybody got their own set of eyes. Everybody got their own mind. So you can take it however you want to take it. The truth. And when more and more people start speaking up and start putting the truth out there, then all the whole picture come together. But the best thing that we can do is tell our truth, tell our story, and tell our journey pertaining to what the topic is. And tonight, the topic is stand right, man. It's strong. Stand on what you're about. Because there's a lot of people out there, you know what I mean, that not necessarily standing on what they really say they're about or what they really is. And that's a big, big issue, man. We always asking certain things about the community and certain things about this. That's a big, big, big issue right there. Said this earlier. We're going to get into, too, why I said the good old boy system, it ain't just with white people. It ain't just with white folks. It was black folks, too. It was everybody. Everybody participates in the good old boy system, right? But a lot of us, a lot of black folks say that. so that you don't catch the good old boy system in bed. So you don't see the good old boy system and the things in the way that they operate. See, that's the thing about it, man. And you have to, sometimes you got to sit back to be able to see everything and analyze everything. And sometimes people do it right up under their nose. Sometimes people sit back and record, study, research, watch this, watch that, and then bring it to the platform and put it out there, man, because it's what's real. I mean, particularly myself, man, I've been on the burn end and the blunt end, man, of a lot of people's laughs, jokes, you know what I mean, conversations, jabs, disses, my whole life, other than me, because I put mine out there, too, and that's one thing about this. When you do this, you can't be afraid to put your own self out there, too. And you ain't real. You ain't the best at what you do at this, because you got to also put your wrongs out there. You got to also put your wrongs out there that you didn't done, your mistakes you didn't done, because guess what? No matter if nobody gets, they get mad or whatever, somebody out there in the world is going through exactly what you're going through, getting ready to go through it, or something similar, man. And you just never know. Hearing your story might help them connect in and let them know they not feeling what they feeling. They ain't crazy. They ain't the only one feeling like that. But if everybody around here just talking about what they talking about, but ain't never really telling people the real deal about some of this stuff out here, then ain't nobody going to know to connect in. Then it's going to still be that cloud and that dark shadow over everything. Because at some point in time, you got to stand up. And you got to speak the real. And it doesn't matter if you got to do that against the whole city by yourself. It don't matter if everybody against you and you standing there alone, or you might be standing with your team and everybody else against you, everybody else thinks you wrong, you still got to be able to fight and you got to be able to push against them and without them. See, a lot of things that got a lot of people pressing around here is the term. They didn't have a problem with this until King came and another type of boss came and started putting it out there. You see, that's what real influencers do. We influence, and we our influences help change the things and people around us by our actions, words, whatever it is. Just what it is. A lot of us got these gifts. Some of us used to utilize it, right? So we broke down, you know, a couple episodes about the word team, broke it down, the term and that, the boss, we broke that down several times before. But that shows you the mindset that you're dealing with. That shows you the mindset that you're dealing with. And that's rather compete and then understand. Compete rather than understand. You see, you got to give everybody, my pops taught me, man, you got to respect every man, you know what I mean, till they give you a reason not to. Right, so you always give them that respect. And that, if they don't show that respect back, they don't return that respect back. Hey, you don't owe them. You don't owe them nothing. You don't owe them nothing, man. So we gonna get into it. I ain't even got started. Oh, but believe we gonna drop tonight.
Man, here we go. Love me a motherfucker, sexy and thick ass bitch, man. Country bred motherfucker. Woo, woo.
I love the way she fucks me when she off that liquor. Got me lit like my
man, check us out on Spotify, man, or your Google Podcast, man. Spotify, Famo Nation Forever Radio 2. We two jerking. Gotta send a big Famo Nation salute out to one of our own, man, YL Dallas. Big shout out to him and his whole family that made a big, you know, step, man, in the right direction, man. We're sending all our blessings, all our love, all our motivation, inspiration, encouragement. You know, we family, so we're going to ride to the end no matter what, man. One love is all love, famo. You already know what it is. We be down there.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the niggas. Just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe.
I don't tolerate no whole shit. I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy. TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, that's no blow up. 100K all day, that's no blow up. Fuck the talk when we riding, that's no blow up. Everything stay jerky, act like you know up. All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
I've been riding daily, collecting payments. Act like you know you owe me something, don't you want from me, cause I see ghosts. Not my family, don't cross that line. I'm like the mister, keep that blow up. I don't got time, don't wanna hear it. 100K is all I talk, what you know about it. Be a blessing like the blackbird you heard about it. Class A shouting, meet me in my tank. Let me see your body moving.
I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, that's no blow up. 100K all day, that's no blow up. Fuck the talk when we riding, that's no blow up. Everything stay jerky,
act like you know up.
All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
Y'all niggas ain't shit, y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the nigga, just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe.
I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, that's no blow up. 100K all day,
that's no blow up.
Fuck the talk when we ride, that's no blow up. Everything stay jerky,
act like you know up.
All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
Y'all niggas ain't shit, y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the nigga, just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe, I'm just trying to get rich. I do what I want, I do what I want.
Business, but you know,
I can't stop or snow this.
Hey, yeah, that's the problem. Just ain't your name. Just don't trust me. I done been down, meaning I ain't had shit. No car, no crib. Got off my ass and I did what I did. Now I'm living how I live.
I can't stop or throw, bitch. Get in it or get lost. Got no time to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Make sure y'all go plug in, man. Run that shit up, man. Famo YL got it. Go check them out. All platforms. Jerking. You dig? But we got to get into this first one, man. This right here be the one that tickled me because I've been seeing this a lot, man. And I'm starting to notice it more and more and more as with people who apply pressure and people who we say are stepping on necks. You know what I mean? Stepping on the game real hard. They on helmets. You dig? They jerking on 100K. These type of people, man, when they start doing certain things, see, a lot of people play the, oh, that's negative. Oh, that's negative. See, that's a easy out tactic, right? And the majority of people ain't going to catch on, man, because the majority of the people are really sheep-minded, sheep mentality, right? So they're not going to really catch it. But a lot of people use that negative because everybody say they so positive and say they want positivity and say all these things. So it's an easy cop out, you know what I mean? It gets to be like, oh, these people are negative. See, they always doing this and say they always doing that. Well, you know, they said that about a lot of leaders, too. And the stuff that them leaders were saying, who we still honor today, the people who said they was negative, hey, they still on the other side and they didn't like that person. So basically, just say y'all don't like the people and the shit that they saying, right? But here's one thing that is really crazy, man, especially where I'm at, man, and what I'm around, I see it all the time. Okay, you can do stuff, and you can post something, especially with social media, man. The people be up, you know, get so antsy and dancy on it, so we gonna keep it 100K. So you can post something on there, man, and you see people all the time that'll be like, oh, you shouldn't be down talking this person. Oh, you shouldn't be putting this person down, and oh, that's negative energy. These people come around with negative energy and negative this and this and this. I start noticing they only start talking like that when people that are applying pressure start applying too much pressure. When them people start applying too much pressure, no matter what the topic is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the issue is, when they start applying too much pressure, that's when a lot of people start running to the, oh, it's negative energy, this, and oh, you putting people down, and oh, you want to see this. And here's the tricky part. Here's the tricky part. I will never tell nobody to lay down and get beat. I will never tell nobody to lay down and just take it. Now, you got to fight, man. You got to fight. Everything ain't promised to you. So you got to fight, right? And you got to fight however you feel like you got to fight. That's how you got to fight. But all those people, just think about it. All those people will always say stuff like that, man. Oh, you shouldn't be downing people. Oh, you shouldn't be talking about people. Oh, man, that's just negative. I can't do this and do that. But they never, ever, on behalf of these same people, when the negative stuff happens to them. Come on, man. I told y'all, yeah, I'm coming tonight. They never stand up for the negative shit they said to the people. No, but they so quick and fast to be ready to say you negative, right? Even me, they say that to me all the time. We negative because of what we saying and the things and how we approaching it. But they never stand up for us when others are being negative towards us. Now, who should we believe in? who should we look to? Who should we be listening to? Should we be listening to the same people who gonna tell us, no, you can't say that. Oh, don't talk about this. Don't start speaking the truth. Don't start speaking the truth. Don't do that. We should listen to them people. Why? Why? What are them people doing for us not to speak on this? What are these people doing for us not to speak on this? Right? But then when something negative happens towards us, it's okay. We supposed to be bulletproof. We supposed to be robots. Well, I am technically, you know, I consider myself half robot, you know, whatever. But a lot of us, rest of us, are supposed to be robots. They don't want us to do that. But for them, you're supposed to roll over. For them, you're supposed to succumb to their way of society, to their way of thinking, to their way of living, to their way of operating the neighborhood, to their way of operating the government, to their way of operating entertainment, to their way of operating everything. They feel like you should succumb to that when they or what they're doing is not producing nothing that's rocking the foundation. I told you I was coming tonight, man. You can't reveal nothing out here if you ain't rocking the foundation first. Got to disturb that foundation, baby. And you can't do that, disturbing that foundation, by being one of those who keep company with those that are against them. I hear people all the time say, man, I go to everything, no matter if people support me or not. I just go up to the events, and I just go there. And the people don't even want me there, and I just go anyway just to show people I'm there and I'm supporting. Man, that's wasted time. That's wasted energy. Your life means more. Your purpose means more. Your brand means more. What you're doing means more. Why are you wasting your time, your purpose, your energy, and your brand going to places you clearly know people didn't invite you to come or didn't want you to come? But then when you get there and they take pictures of you and they use your name, they use your hard work that you didn't build up to try to get them some more, what y'all call clout, then it's okay. But hold on. Remember, they said don't talk about people. They said don't talk down on people. They said don't bring that negative energy, right? But ain't that considered negative? Ain't that considered negative? The same person that you take pictures and get plastered all up on social media to show everybody in the world that you're always kicking, having a good time, or, oh, yeah, I'm plugged up with it, on a day-to-day basis, and say, artist, we'll just stay on that line. Or we can say on any a content creator, how many times are you really sharing their content? How many times are you really pushing them? Come on, man, let's get real. Let's get real. Right, we got a lot of people in the positions of power, of leadership, but none of the mind frames are changing. It's changing on a slow, rapid rate because they don't want to get out the way and let the next wave come up and win the race. And that's what I see needs to happen. That's what I see needs to happen, man. And I ain't talking about no 3-4 years, man. I've seen this all my life. I done sit back and see, I'm one of them people who, you know, you come in love. You show them, hey, okay, well, look, man, I'm willing to support you. I might not agree with your ass, but I'm willing to support you. I might not agree with how you live your life or what you stand on or what you stand for, but I'm willing to support you. And I'm willing to give what I done built to push behind it, right? Right, oh, yeah, we coming, man. Tell them what I do. All right, so all of that to come behind you to support you and do it for free. No pocket, no going into your pocket. No trying to take money out your pocket. No trying to take no food off your plate. Everybody asks for the real here. The real right here, man. I ain't saying I'm the only real one, but I'm saying the real right here. You did. All right, so do all of that for you. What are y'all doing for the people that do that for you? What are y'all giving back in return? How much love and support is y'all giving back in return? Now, see, I know a lot of people got mad and angry with a lot of things that I said because I be speaking a lot of real shit. But too many times I done gave so many opportunities out there. Hey, come on the show. You come talk about whatever you want to. I'm talking about local. Come talk on the show. Come speak whatever you want to. Since it's a local problem, it's only a local problem, is it? right? So come on the show. You can speak, do whatever you want to. You can say whatever you want to. Talk about whatever you want to. Come talk about this issue. Come talk about this issue. Now, these same people who claim to be working for us, who claim to be leaders for us, who claim to be willing to unite, willing to work, you never heard them on the show. You can't go and find no episode unless I invited them. You can't go find one episode of any of them coming on the show, right? So why would I believe and why would I jump on air and tell y'all to believe that shit too if it ain't even working for me? If a person like all I've done and that right there, well, go support them, go show them love, go show them that you know you're willing to work for them. If that don't work for a person like me, you know how many other brothers it is that look like me out here in the world? Come on, Muskogee, wake up, see what we showing. See, they love it when the picture and everything is swept under the dirt. See, but my dirt been on top of the car. My dirt been outside on the front porch. My dirt been on the roof. My dirt been upside the wall. My dirt been on other people's cars riding down the street, right? Oh, but it's a problem when Muskogee dirt get put out there. Oh, no, we just going to do it in a clean way. You like that? Smell it. You can't sell this. But it's a lot of people out there that play these roles and they play these positions. So I set out. See, and people don't catch on because they don't really pay attention, man, especially when you're thinking you're creative. I set back. We showed her. We did that. And that's what we normally do. That's a normal action. That is nothing out of the normal for us. What I mean us is Famo Nation Forever. That's us, right? So anything that one of us do, that's Famo, man. So it's Famo Nation. You did, so it is what it is, all right? Watched everything. Gave that love, showed that love. It didn't have to. Nobody has to do anything, right? Nobody got to return no favors, no love, or none of that. Nobody has that obligation. But that's the mindset. The mindset is, yeah, you can open that door to people locally. You can offer that love. You can come with open arms. You can do all of that, right? And say you do that. I've seen it. It ain't just with me, but it happens with me a lot. And then soon as if they turn to give that back, soon as the shoe is on the other foot for them to stand with you or for them to support you, how much support are they giving you? And sometimes a lot of us put our money in these businesses. Sometimes a lot of us put our money in these establishments. How many times are these establishments putting their money behind us? Nah, because we don't look like the right type of people. We ain't the ones that look right in pictures. We represent a different type of culture. We don't look right in the picture. Okay, when they put us on the front page of the paper, we're going to look like more people from your real community, from the real people that's really out here that's really trying to make shit happen. Right, I tell y'all all the time, man, I feel like some of the biggest leaders around here is the ones that ain't nobody even really talking about. Why? Because they doing it on their front porches. They doing it outside. They doing it when cats, you know, them is the ones that's really putting some real game and real knowledge out here. They doing it through the mind. But a lot of people run and tuck their tail because they not about the shit that they say they about. They pick and choose. They selective with it. And if you that right type of looking black brother, oh, yeah. If you that right type of looking black brother, then that's the one they going to get. That's the one they going to work with. Long as you shut up, long as you don't say nothing, long as you don't push no issues, boy, long as you don't do none of that, boy, long as you don't speak on nothing, boy, that you don't find right, boy, we'll work with you. But soon as you start calling us out on our shit, like we call you out on your shit, then it's a problem. What that sound like to you? I told them I was coming a long time ago. See, they just didn't believe me. Oh, but see, you can't get mad when you step on people's hearts. Because I don't. You can't get mad when people open their hand out and you slap it and you turn it away. You can't get mad at that because you had a chance. You had an opportunity to meet love with love. You had an opportunity to meet respect with respect, but instead, you chose to stand on the other side of that. So that made you become an opponent. That made you become an enemy. That made you become on the other side. And I tell people all the time, on the other side is me. I'm going to run through you, especially in what I do. I'm going to run through you. ain't talking about hurting you physically or none of that. We don't get into that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever. But, nah, I'm going to run through you. Why? Because I always come to people in love. I always come to people with respect, and I always come to people with open arms, because that's what the game was taught to me. And when they turn that down, or when they talk about you, die you, and beat you, and try to tear your name apart and all that type of shit, yeah, you show them who they working with. And that's one of the legends told you. Yeah, you got sometimes you got to show them who they working with. You got to show them who they working with. Because a lot of people, man, for so long have got used to being so fake that they can talk about each other. They can down each other. They can try to blackball each other, right? It's a group of DJs here locally right now that's going around basically telling people they thinking this person ain't trying to work with this person because I'm mad at JC. Now, how the hell is another grown-ass person going to not want to work with another grown man because of me and what I got going on as far as how I feel about somebody? Now, you see what I'm talking about? And these same DJs that's doing this, when they see me, they adapt me up. Same DJs, when I see them, they adapt me up. But the whole time spreading this lie that this person or you don't want to work with this person. Man, nah, man, we grown men out here. See, that's what they don't understand about Street Soldier Mafia, man, and Famo Nation Forever. We grown men out here, Doc. We all kings. If we don't make them, hey, if that ain't how we feel, that ain't how we feel. When we talk about riding with each other, yeah, we ride with each other and going to slide with each other. They ain't going to stop. But if a man don't feel like what I'm saying he agree with shit, he gonna be like, nah, I don't agree with that, but shit, I'm riding with Famo. I said it plenty of times. A lot of Famos have said it plenty of times, but that's the thing, though. Stand on what you about. If you say, I done seen, and it ain't just black, it's a lot of them. It ain't just black, it's a lot of them. The good old boy system, especially here. Yes, it is heavily involved with the black community. See, it's a certain way to keep a certain amount of black people in a certain position. It's a certain type of thinking that people don't even realize they operate under that keeps our community in the same type of position, and that's slow growth to no growth. That's the category, that's the bracket we're in, slow growth to no growth. So it's just slow growth to no growth. Anybody that sit back and watch it and watch it with a real eye and what's really going on out here. Like these, it's not no organizations that get mad when I speak on NAACP, but hold on, that's coming. It ain't no organizations even out here publicly on consistent basis pushing no knowledge. I can't tell you right now that what I do, I couldn't tell you unless I didn't do the research. If I didn't do the research, then I wouldn't be able to tell you some of these people's names. But I've asked people, man, for the past couple of months, different things about, hey, man, you know any of your NAACP members' names? Hey, do you know any of your NAACP members' names? If I've done this, nobody knows. You know what I mean? Everybody I asked, nobody gave me a name. You know, nobody knows. And I feel like that right there is a problem. Now, they can say, oh, he lying, this and this bullshit. I'll prove it, and I'll make them all realize the lack of effort they have been given to keep information, even about who they is, out here on the front line. Now, we got cell phone companies that's posted up on corners all around the city. They out there in the snow. They out there in the rain. It get a little windy and blow their tent over, then they put the tent up and go. But they out there in the heat. They out there trying to hook everybody they can up with cell phones. Muskogee, the city that I'm in, and I'm pretty sure there's other cities out there too, hey, even in bigger cities, why are you not seeing these pop-up tents with the NAACP out with even literature about black history, and not just black history from all over the world and shit like that, black history about right here or in the city that they stay in, so you can empower the people of your community so they can see that it was a power in their community. But you can't keep doing it with a 70s, 80s mind frame. You can't keep doing it like that. It ain't no disrespect to what I'm saying. I'm just speaking reality. I'm speaking what's real through my point of view, through my eye, through my experience as being in the city I stay up almost all my life, just for the times I moved away and came back. But it's not happening. You don't see no pop-up tent of the NAACP nowhere. You don't see the NAACP popping up at every black-owned dispensary here in Muskogee or every black-owned business here in Muskogee and giving them any kind of credit, any kind of love. See, when you're in a position of power, you got a responsibility. When you want all that fame, you want all that respect, you want all them honors, you got a responsibility. You say you who you are, then you stand on that shit. If you're in position of power and you want us, the people, because I said it, everybody say that. Everybody say they work for the people. Everybody say they work for the people. You hear that shit from local levels all the way up to Washington, right? But then how many people be putting ideas, concrete-ass things that'll change the city? I ain't just talking about me. Shit, man, I'm going to do. I'm going to make my impact the way I can. You know, I done figured it out. Me versus them versus me. That's what they chose. They ain't try to stop it. But all these people that say they work for the people, never running with the concrete idea that's really going to bring change out here. I sit back and I look and I said, damn, I was gone for like 12 years. I come back, man, and this what it is. Now, I ain't better than nobody. I've been always from the bottom. And I still ain't better than nobody as a person. And certain things that I do here, yeah. A lot of people is better than me in certain shit. But as a person, nah, man, we all equal on that. You just choose to be who you choose to be. Stand on what you say you stand on. Now, like I said, I've been told a whole lot of things. So people can run and say whatever they want to say. I'll speak the true facts from my experience firsthand. I've been told a whole lot of things that I would hear from somebody who don't look like me. But that's never the case. That's never the case. I've never had an interaction like that as far as in the disrespect. They want you to show them so much respect for who they is and who they claim to be, right? And respect all of this, but then where the respect for you? You give it to them, then where the respect for you? With the respect for you. Sometimes it ain't the older adults who can be leaders. Hell nah. Leaders are born every day. Leaders are surviving every day. It's just when you pick and choose who you want to be the leader, that's where our community starts falling. That's when our community starts falling. So yeah, I said everybody that's official, running for office, I sat back and watched everybody's campaign. And I'm here to say, man, all that working for the people shit, I don't believe it. And the reason why I don't believe it, because if you ignore a brother that look like me, here in the city, it's 1,000 of brothers that look like me. So that means you ignoring them too. And I ain't seeing it. And I don't believe it. See, I ain't that part of the Muskogee that's going to stand and keep lying. Y'all can have that shit. Now, I'll come tell the truth. Now, I don't need to talk to you. I don't need to pause. No, I gave out an invitation for anybody to come on the platform. I ain't going to lie to the people. We're going to keep it 100K and be real. It's been opportunities. Been opportunities, right? Some of the things I done heard from black leaders. Some of the things they done told me. If you'll tell me that, if you do me that way, how can I refer anybody to y'all? Why would I put another black man in that position? So you can do him the same way? Well, I've already seen it, man, and I've been through it. But this is the thing, you're selective with the right type of looking poster boys or the right type of looking poster girls. And while y'all doing that shit, ain't no real change out here getting going. Everybody can start something good, but who all's going to join in to support? And the reason why is because y'all don't like to support people in what they do if you don't feel like what they doing is as important to you, or you feel like they should be doing it a different way. It's a lot of backstabbing going on, a lot of back. You can't. There's no loyalty, no trust, no honor. The city that I grew up in, these ain't the streets that I remember. I don't know who done turned this city into what it is right now, but this ain't what I remember growing up. This ain't what I remember the OGs and stuff talking about. Everything I'm saying right now, if they was alive, they would be saying the same thing. Got a lot of people that lost their damn minds out here. We got the black community, but we got black leaders who ain't even supporting the black businesses like that. You got a couple of platforms in your city, and you ain't even a normal. You ain't even a regular. Your face ain't a regular. Your voice ain't a regular. See, ain't about reaching selective people. You got to reach everybody. You got to be able to reach everybody, and it ain't always got to be in what they call a positive way. You a leader, king, you a queen. Sometimes you don't have to stand against the whole army by yourself, and you still got to come out on top. You're going to stand against everybody by yourself, and you still going to come out on top because you're going to stick to what's true to you. And when you made to be standing on what's true to you, that's when the real you is supposed to come out. So when that love gets into you and you return it with hate, and what I mean by that is when somebody extends that love to you and they give you that love and then you turn around and go talk about it behind their back, go bash them. When somebody bring you in, they let their walls down and they bring you in their personal space and show you that love, show you that support and show you all that, and you go behind their back and burn them. They show you that love by giving you free things with their business. This is a big one. Give you free things with their business, even if they wanted to. And then turn around when it comes to you and they come to you and your business, you charge them for every single, that's wrong as hell. That's wrong as hell. Ain't no other way to cut it. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. That's foul, and that ain't a part of the game. That is not how you build relationships. And if you is building relationships like that, somebody too scared to call you on it. Somebody too scared to speak up and talk about it. Ain't no way in hell one business can show you love free, not charging you to help you, and then turn around when the shoe is on your foot. You charge them? You can't give them that same type of shit back? You got nah. That's cutthroat. That's what it is. So when it get done to you, don't get mad. Take it. See, I tell people all the time, man, Muskogee didn't make me like that. I had to leave her, man, to be able to grow who I am and what I wanted to do. So a lot of things that I do is outside of here. You know what I mean? So I try to bring a lot of awareness that I can for my people in here and try to do what we can do. And it's going to take away a lot more than me. But that's one thing that I noticed. See, these black leaders and all these black leaders, man, see, they feel like they on a certain level. But even though they say they don't, they feel like that. And I've watched them for several years now. Ask for all this support, all this attention, all this awareness. But then I turn around and I look at a lot of people that were giving it. And I look at them through the season, from month to month, been watching. What I've been doing, I actually went and helped some of them. Yeah. Some of the people that I posted, I said that I helped pay their bills. And stuff, yeah, that was some of the people that I was watching. And then blessed them. Because I felt like, man, they was doing so much supportive stuff for these people. And when that was over with, these people, they did shit for them. All for a vote. They ain't knocked on these people's doors not once. They ain't seen these people in their community not once doing nothing, helping them, assisting them, or nothing. That's their old way of thinking, and that shit is wrong. That shit should be out right now because it's 2023, and that don't work. That don't work. And see, sometimes somebody got to be the big bad wolf that's loud enough and strong enough so people can hear what the hell is going on. And you people can fight it or whatever. How your black leader? How your black leader, man? Y'all letting these buildings just sit around here when we got so many entrepreneurs in the city. We got so many cooks around here that's making fire food. We got so many people around here in the entertainment lane. I've never seen the NAACP say, you know what? we're going to go ahead and we're going to put the money up for reflection. And we're going to put the best people in the job to do it, to run reflections and change reflections, the past history and all of that around. Why ain't the NAACP stepping in and helping the community? We don't got a big community. This ain't California. We're talking about Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. We're talking about Muskogee, Oklahoma. So you mean to tell me you want me to stand up and keep voting, keep standing up for these people who ain't standing up for us? No, I would not. I will not. Because that's who I'm here to rock the foundation from. You got businesses, restaurants, all these businesses sitting. And how many, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, all these people in the city that's doing something, and none of our leaders has taken it upon themselves to just open their shit up to let the, all right, with a cook, you know how many cooks it is? Say it's 8 of them. I haven't seen 8 different cooks and 1 black-owned restaurant 8 different times since I've been here. What does that mean? That means somebody in the black community that's owning these buildings or got the proper power over these buildings ain't doing their job. It ain't me. It's them. They ain't doing their job. How they ain't doing their job? Because if it was really about the shit that they say that about, everybody that's moving and shaking and doing what they doing would have their opportunity there. But see, that's the thing. When they show you love, you don't get no love. When you show them respect, you don't get no respect. When you give to them, you don't get shit, right? That's what it is. See, take from you and take from you and take from you and take from you, but they ain't going to never give back. I tell people all the time, I stand against all of them. And when I say all of them, I'm talking about the powers that be, too. Every last one of them, every official, all the black leaders, the NAACP, because I ain't seen none of that shit. I sat back and watched everything. Everybody say, hey, go to this person, go to the mayor. We don't got one black statue honoring no black history from our city in our city. So what am I going to keep standing up for these leaders for? I done reached out to them. We done showed some of them love. Some of them don't like the contract back. They run, they skate. They run, they skate. They ain't out here busting bricks down. They ain't out here helping these people that's entrepreneurs and shit like that. That shit is selective. And if you ain't the right type of looking one, boy, if you say something wrong, boy, if you go against the grain, boy, we ain't gonna help you. What the hell that shit sound like? It don't matter what power you got. It don't matter who you is. And the reason why I say that, come on with it. Because we'll give celebrations to a lot of things. To a lot of people who ain't right. Right? And I've seen certain people, and I've known certain people who done lost their lives, rest in peace to all of them, who done reached out to a lot of you black leaders to try to get certain things started. And I personally know the names of y'all that turn these people down. They don't make no sense, boy. They don't make no sense. People come to y'all, man, when they barely got a little life left. Or they might not know it, but that's what's happening. And they come to their own people. And you want to charge them out the ass. You turning them down. Can't help them. Can't help, get no help from the mayor. So we gotta come together as people so we can do that. Why the hell we got to do it all the time if we voting for people who's supposed to be doing it for us too? That don't make no damn sense. The NAACP. I stay on their head. I'm going to stay on their helmet till I see something different because it started long ago. I tell you, I went to them for help. Nah, they was too scared to take on Muskogee with me. They couldn't rock with us, right? They turned us down. And I said, hey, don't worry about it. It'll come back around. By that time, they came. From then till now, I still don't see no difference in what the NAACP do around here. We don't even have another after-school program, but we got a club, building, venue that's just sitting there and ain't nothing going on for weeks, for months, for years, just sitting there and nothing going on. What right off of a black, inside of a black community. And it's actually, I believe, a historical park. It's been there for a long time. So how can you tell me to keep voting for these people if not one of them has the power to say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and we're going to rent this building out. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn it into an after-school program, and we're going to try to start with as many kids as we do. We got to wait on the people. And what I mean, the people is like me, you, her, him, him, the trash man, the man that works at the gas station, homeboy at Walmart, the person at Taco Bell, the one that's at the dispensary, everybody that is hustling and trying to, but they want to see something different. These are the people that got to put it together. So why the hell won't we just say, you know what, man, y'all give up y'all positions and let's get all the people who really want to do this shit in position. Or if you is a black leader, start getting your ass behind those that are really passionate. And you make it your duty to get behind them, then they shouldn't ever have to come find you. Oh, no. Nah. They shouldn't ever have to come track you down. You're the one that got the position. You should have people out there that's searching for people in your community and people of color in your community that are passionate about what they're doing. And if there's any kind of platforms in your city, your ass should be hitting, especially when, say, Muskogee is the size that it is. But we everybody talk about growth. How much growth are we really giving? How much growth are we really giving? Or is it selective? That's why it can't grow. It can't grow because it's the same mindset that approach the same way. And you still get the same outcome. Oh yeah, I stay on their helmets. Why? Because remember they turned it back on us. They said they couldn't come kick it with us because of the type of people we would have there. And then turn around and have the same type of people that we had the same type of people around them. Now, see, to a person like me, you can't do that. To a brother like me, you can't say those things and then do those actions. To a person like me, man, when I feel like I give you that respect, and this will come with a lot of men and a lot of people, when a person gives you that respect and you turn around and you tarnish that or you step on that, shit, man, people ain't really going to care about how you feel about them. They going to speak the real on you. But see, we so used to around here and got so used to people being fake, people being just saying whatever they can say just to get by, just to get votes, just to get likes, but really ain't doing it out here. We done got so used to that, man, when somebody come along and really stand on it and start pressing the issue, everybody get nervous. They want to say, oh, that's negative. Remember I talked about that earlier in the show? Oh, that's negative. No, it ain't negative. Just wake your ass up and pay attention or listen. Because obviously, if you're just now ruffling your feathers, then I'm the exact person who's supposed to say exactly the things I'm supposed to say. And my city's in shambles. My city ain't together. It's because y'all see the little parade and y'all see certain black people down there at the parade and shit. That shit ain't together, man. The black community here in Muskogee is not together popping like that. It's too many people in positions of power that don't let the right people do what they need to do to bring the city together. So it stays like it is. Like I said with the DJ. Man, salute to you. But a lot of y'all that's here in the city, man, it was all love. But I don't know why people don't understand that when you run people down behind their back, or when you go and spread lies and these type of things, come on, man. This Muskogee is too small. Yes, I don't fool with JD. Ooh, what did he do, man? He's not even really that important to anything, right? But that don't stop me, and I've never told nobody, never got on air, and I've never told nobody to stop going to anybody's business here in Muskogee. I've never got publicly on and said, don't go to this person's business, the black person's business. Don't fool with this black person. Don't fool with that black person. Even when I'm in my chill mode, in my personal time, I don't tell my semos or I don't tell my bro, hey, don't go rocking with that dude business. Oh, man, don't go buy his food. Oh, man, don't go get that. Don't go do this. Don't go do that. I don't do that shit, man. We grown out here, dog. You want to go eat there, go eat there. You want to go chill there, go chill there. I ain't, because I don't want to. See, that's how we roll. But it let me see where a lot of people's mindset is, because that's what y'all do. Y'all love to go tell the next person and try to pour so much dirt on the next person to get them not to rock with that person. And then they go, man, come on, man. So you are the crook. You are the perpetrator. you're the perpetrator, because the people that can really shake the foundation and rock the foundation, you're a sabotage, so they can't do that. You're a sabotage, you can't do that, and I know the reason why. Because you don't want that type of person to expose the lack of growth that y'all be talking about. Y'all don't want them to expose what the lack of what it really is and what it really ain't. The lack of that. Because, see, I've been seeing it. And there's no reason why, as a kid to a grown-ass man right now, why I've never even seen an NAACP tent or especially as a grown man, ain't no NAACP basketball tournament going on right now. Once again, I'll say it's a lot of buildings sitting up around here. The NAACP is supposed to be for the people, right? So why y'all ain't getting some of these buildings, letting some of these young entrepreneurs going in there and cook their food every weekend, bring a different one every weekend. Let them do their thing. Let them sell their food. You can get your profits, your percentage. They can make some money and have the ability to work in a restaurant-like setting. Now, how much is that more? That ain't helping and empowering their community. People that's thinking about getting into the food lane, got all kind of chefs around here. But they got to do it out of their houses and stuff. They got to depend on their cousin, their brother, their friend, their homies. NAACP ain't out here doing that for none of us. They don't even support the main online radio show in their city. See, ain't no NAACP member support what we got going on. So if they don't support what we got going on, I can imagine another brother that looked like me go to him, he ain't gonna get support either. So damn it, somebody gotta stand up and check this shit. And I'm the one. Big dog here now. The wolf here now. That's what everybody say, I'm here now. And I've already put it out there for anybody around locally that got anything to say or feel that they can change my opinion on anything, which ain't gonna happen, so it's gonna waste your time on what's really going on in my city. Still. Because I pay attention and I research. I'm the one in the shadows you don't see looking and watching. I'm the one that'll put the ball in front of your face while I'm really the one in the stands watching you the whole time. Don't play with a chess player or mastermind, man. I do this. And I see that a lot of people get burnt like this. I hear a DJ telling me he don't want to do no more events in Muskogee because Muskogee don't show any love and they don't never really support the things that he do. So he going to go to task and he going to start doing more shows outside of here, but then get mad at me. But then turn around and get mad at me because I won't allow them to do me the same damn way. And then go back to doing the same shit you were just complaining that you didn't like and talking to fans. And these are who y'all pick as leaders? Oh, yeah, tell them. No, y'all been fired for a long time. They been fired for a long time. Remember, this is what happened. You can't rock with Famo Nation Forever Radio. Supposed to be a urban community radio station, radio show being built here. So when people come in, like we said, we talked about coming in love, coming in respect, coming in hands open. Showing that, hey, let's do this black unity. Let's work together. We can all work together for the benefit of everybody. Right? Showing all of this. Now, we're getting ready to build this station here. You know, it's a community radio station, and we can put you on the promo and this and this and this. What? Okay. And then I asked the question. So where is this community radio station at? Is it built? I'd like to go support. I'd like to keep my word. Is it built? Can I pull up? Can I call in? Can I hit the link and check it out? Is it a reality yet? Or is that just some old bullshit y'all tell people? That's how y'all do people when y'all don't really want to see the other person win. When y'all don't really want nobody else to know and want nobody else to win. Come on, man. Come on with it, man. That's bullshit. You know my language, but that's what it is. And I can imagine how many other brothers, I know brothers personally that ain't here that y'all done gave that same type of bullshit to. But y'all call yourself leaders. Nah, man, that ain't what leaders do. Leaders stand up against people like y'all. Because y'all done sitting y'all feet too long. You done did what you done did. You done gave all you can give. Now, either use your position to help somebody else that got that fire that you didn't lose, that got that will, that got that creativity that time that took away from you, and get behind them for real. 100% and help push their ass to the top. You want to change the community? Get y'all asses out here and get behind the people of the community 100% and ride their ass all the way to the top with them. Ain't no hell why we going to vote for nobody at NAACP. Every black official that went to vote, all right, where they at? Where they at? What they doing? Because they can damn sure call me out on what I'm doing. They can damn sure pass up people like us. Organizations that start in their community from their own money. And I've seen other people get out here and feed the community. But I don't never see none of the NAACP or none of the black leaders going after them unless you're the right type of looking black folk. If you're the right type of, right talking type of black folk, then they'll mix with you. But, oh, what about all them cats down on 9th Street, 10th Street? What about them from 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, Deuce 1, Deuce 3rd? What about Columbus? What about them? What about all these people? What about New Jack? What about South 2-3? What about all these people? So you saying I ain't the look? I know. I done been through it, and I'm here to expose the shit. Y'all work with the type of people that y'all feel like goes good to them other people. Nah, you ain't really out here working with the people out here, man, that's really trying to bring it. Because that's what leaders do. Leaders like to link up with other leaders so the leaders can keep leading and they can keep inspiring other leaders to keep leading, to keep creating change. People around here feel like it's a black hole because the people are blocking the creators from creating. Even the people that's put in position are not even doing their part to let the people create. They'll let the people create some bullshit. But if you're strong in who you is, I've seen it. I ain't the only one to get done like this, and that's what's holding the city back. The leaders. The ones in position of power. And the ones who got that position of power. They the ones. The NAACP, the mayor, every city official, they the ones that's holding the community back. They know these kids ain't got nothing to do around here after school, man. But they can't even come together to rent out a club that sits inactive day in and day out and even put at least 20 people in there every damn day. They can't even do that. The city, they can't even work together to get that building paid up for so many months during the school year. So the kids that can't get into the Martin Luther King after school program, because all your kids can't get in there, right? That's the Martin Luther King Center. And shit, little black girls can't even get in there. Little black boys, there's a lot of people can't get off in there, can't get their kids in there. So you mean to tell me y'all been knowing this shit now and y'all clapping hands and shit because the mayor and pushed to have the damn motel knocked down? Why not remodel the damn motel and turn it into what you need? Oh, shit, that's too much money. Oh, that's too outside the box thinking. Nah, what that is the good old boy system, and it ain't just some white folks, that's some black folks too. If your idea better, if you more powerful than them, they ain't going to want you up front. They ain't gonna know. They ain't gonna know how to deal with you. And that came from an old school here in Muskogee. That's what I was told. We were talking about today, and I told them, "Shit, OG, it's still like that today. It's still like that today." See, they still want to still go around you a certain time, like other times and stuff, not knowing that they is a sample. Black people come to each black people come to other black people. I got a brother right now, man. Just hearing this story, man, him trying to reach out to different people to put this community barbecue on, man. And he going to these black businesses, reaching for, you know, not help, but, you know, sponsors asking if they want to join in. And listening to the no's. And he telling me, man. Listen to people thinking he trying to scam them out of money, man. Black leaders and shit not stepping up. I'm like, damn. So where is all that? We work for the people shit at. Where is all that at? Where is all that? We work for the people. So if y'all really work for the people, then y'all should be seen doing and making some of the shit happen that the people are saying or asking for. You can't get it all done. Hell no, you can't get it all done. But you got to do something. You got to ride with some of them as the powerful one. You got to get behind some of your own people. And it ain't just the people that you like. Right? Because then you only going to see their vision. You only going to see where they coming from. And you're going to get stuck off into that. And anybody else outside of that, you're not going to be prone to even be accepted to. It don't matter how they deliver it. You're going to block off the message. Ain't that shit like, what the hell, man? What the hell? Everybody gave the mayor so high props and high this. And there's no black statue in Muskogee that really honors the black history of Muskogee. We have buildings sitting every day. Nothing going on with them. Nothing going on with them. Some of them black owned. No motion. And you got a lot of entrepreneurs out here that's getting it in out of their houses. You got a lot of people out here trying to perform. You got performers all over the city of all different kinds. But then you got to look at who's owning these buildings. What are they doing? What are they allowing? Are they just owning the buildings just to own the buildings? So when people say, what can we do to change? Remember, that's what everybody was saying a couple years ago. That's what y'all was saying. What can we do? Yeah, these are y'all family members. Y'all tell them the shit that you can do. They ain't going to listen to you. They ain't going to listen to me. They ain't going to listen to him or her. So why the hell are we going to keep standing up for these people? Nah. I choose to stop standing up for all of them until I start seeing them stand up for me. Person told me that was going to be selfish. I said, you damn right. That's going to be selfish. I said, I'm king of my own. So yeah, I need that for me and my people. Just like I gave, I'm coming to take all mine back. And I can take that playing the game, or I can take that playing my game. But at some point in time, man, somebody got to call the bullshit for what it is. And that's what stopped the growth around here. Because a lot of them are running, and that's what they do. You know, a lot of the blackballing or a lot of this, people group up and, you know what I mean, try to put dirt on your name and try to bring it back. All that bullshit, man. Come on, man. They only say that when people start stepping on their neck. Come on, man. It's poets who make positive posts talking about negative energy that make them towards me because I ain't want to be their man. Or because I ain't do something they want me to do. And I just sit back and watch all y'all suck it up, like it, support it, and all that shit. So don't give me this positive energy nothing. Because I don't see none of y'all really that's really, really on that. When I know what I know, I know a lot of y'all that kind of carry yourselves like that, but you're still in doves too. So come on, everybody do it. I done seen these posts. I done seen these jabs. And then turn around and get mad when they get thrown back at you. You turn around and get mad because, oh, now somebody pressing the issue your way. I told everybody, this is the thing about us, man. Ain't doing nothing outside the normal. No topic is off limits. So any topic that we feel like we need to discuss or we feel like we need to speak on or we feel like we're going to talk about, that's what we're going to do. Ain't nobody going to stop us. Ain't nobody going to stop us from doing it but us. Right? When you give people opportunity to come and they don't, hey, you can't worry about it no more. But when they wrong you, when they shun you, when they turn their back on you, when they drag you through the mud, at that point in time, you got to realize it's time to pick your sword and your shield up, and you got to fight. And you fight. And you let everybody on their side say you're wrong, say you shouldn't be fighting. You see, you remember when you did go to them in love, and they fought you. They fought you in a way that might have hurt you, might have disrespected you, might have made you feel like, oh, man, feel down. But don't feel bad, man. You're giving that fight inside yourself. It's a power inside of you for these types of times. Right? And it's that time for it to come out. No longer, man, can we keep honoring these leaders who are not doing leadership shit. No longer can we keep looking up to these local rappers who are not standing up to who they really should be. That's y'all other damn problem. Y'all so caught up in the bullshit, y'all ain't even making y'all local celebrities or local people stand on who they really say they really are. But you get mad and afraid when the big bad wolf or the big bad pack come. Big bad mister come saying, speaking on true shit. Oh, I'm wrong, but this is the same stuff I say and speak on. It's the same stuff people are saying in your city. Yeah, this is the same stuff your cousin, your homie, your coworker, your babysitter. Yeah, man, this is the same stuff they saying. So even if you stop me, you ain't going to stop them from saying that. Remember, they was calling when I first got here, and I still heard they called them a story with meth OG. So ain't nobody been able to stop that. But we can change that. Everybody talk about her. All these black leaders talk about that, right? But I've never seen none of these black leaders work with every black leader in their own lane. I'm going to repeat that again. I've never seen all these black leaders work with all the black leaders of the city that's in their own lane and do it from they end. Never seen it. I've never seen it. I've seen people being used as poster boys. And as soon as that don't work, I see them not put that same amount of energy into that. But when it comes to the NAACP, nah. Nah, man. I don't see none of that. I don't see none of that. Because I see a lot of people around here that can use some help. I seen a lot of people. I knocked on some doors, man. I knocked on some doors, just like a lot of other people did. I ain't taking away from the people that done did the same thing before I did it. I ain't taking away from that. Hey, that's what they did. I'm speaking on my damn experience. I ain't got a phone for nobody because the shit I'm speaking on be true. It be fact. I seen the look in people's eyes. I heard when people said, ain't nobody that do this type of stuff come out here. That means no rapper, no poet, no singers, no politicians, no black leaders, no NAACP, none of that shit. That ain't me, man. That's what the people said. Man, I go talk to people just like other people go talk to people too. They just talk about you. I go and find out information. So when it was time for me to stand across from you, I could have my shit right and straight. And it's on. It's on. I've seen too many black people around here doing some nice things, man, that can help this city. Not just me. A hell of a lot of people around here. The NAACP sits back and does nothing. They sit back and they don't help. See, this ain't Atlanta. It's Muskogee. Y'all got enough damn money to start helping some of these people in y'all community. Yeah, y'all love to put black boys on the front page of the paper if they stay here, but you will not even come together to buy that same black boy that y'all put in the paper for skating to buy him a pair of brand new skates. No, that's because the regular people out here, we got to do that. So why the hell we need y'all in y'all position if we the ones that got to carry the load? Y'all ain't even the mouthpiece that's coming from the streets. Y'all supposed to be a representation of the people. Y'all a representation of yourself and your own mind, which you want to accomplish. You see, I just stepped outside myself and what I wanted to do, I started listening to the people out here. And I'm like, damn, so you mean to tell me you ain't never seen this? They like, nah, man, people don't think you're doing that shit, man. The fire department was doing something, whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop. And then, but everybody asked that question, what can we do to change? Shit, you can do all you can do all you can do. The people that's in the power to change things, that ain't how they want it. That ain't how they want it. And they ain't gonna allow it. Not even in the black community. Because they operate under the good old boy system too. As long as you're a good old boy, they're gonna rock with you. I learned one thing about business. I ain't gotta like you personally to do good business with you. There's been people that I done business with that I found out after we done business that they didn't like me personally. They ain't like how I be talking. They ain't like how I be posting. But they said, shit, man, you got a good platform. Like, so you jerking like you say. So it was just business for me. I said, hell yeah, man, I can respect that. I ain't never talked to him again, but I told him that I respect that. So that's real. And that's what it is. I ain't got to like you. You do business. I'm always love my city. But I feel like the people that's in power, the people that's in leadership, yeah, I feel like they all feel it. I feel like the whole NAACP, the organization itself here, need to be shaped from the roots down with a whole different mind frame and everything and a different way to attack. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. Why? Because I don't personally see nothing that's really being done today. I can't wake up tomorrow and ride around the city and see nothing. I can wake up the next day and go do it and not see nothing. I've been doing that. I see black leaders try to start stuff, but the community that they trying to start stuff for themselves don't even have enough to support to even start them. I've seen black leaders try to start youth programs and don't even have enough support to sustain them or to keep them going so they can flourish from their community. Well, people probably tired of giving y'all all the damn support, not watching y'all going hard for them. There's something about when y'all try to save about people from the bottom. We know what it feels like to come from nothing. And we know how people look at you when you think that you don't have nothing or when they don't want to fool with you. And see, Muskogee leaders, because they don't want to fool with certain people, are the reason why Muskogee's on that slow growth to no growth. Because they don't know how to pick talent. They don't know how to pick talent. They don't know how to put the places and the pieces on the board. They don't know how to put them in position. That's why just anybody that's just getting wings in it or anything can do anything, because they don't know how to put the right people in positions of power, man. Because of that, nah, slow growth to no growth. Slow growth to no growth. And we ain't talking about on your special tonight. We're talking about on the real night, every day. Every day around here. This goes on. I think one of the biggest slap in the face to a young chef here is to drive by and to see these black owned businesses sitting up not doing nothing. And they gotta go home and, you know, pumping everything out of their houses. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You gotta start somewhere. Can't look for no handouts. You gotta go get it, because your damn sure ain't no handouts out here. I mean, other than Famo Nation. Famo Nation seems to be giving out a whole lot of handouts. A whole lot of handouts. I ain't found too many. I salute all the real ones. Like I said, a lot of people don't respond. They don't really comment on them because they already know what it is with us, man. Really real. I'm rocking with you. Everybody else, man, that said what they said and ain't can't stand on it. But I've been watching it. Y'all don't stand on that shit. Y'all don't stand on it, man. And y'all in positions of power. Y'all in positions of leadership. Y'all ain't out here really working with the leaders of the community in their own lane. You ain't really showing people that you're willing to rock with other people in your community in their lane. Y'all pick and choose. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not picking and choosing the right ones every time. That selector, y'all radar that y'all got, I don't know. You need to shuffle it or something. Because y'all be spot off. Y'all got some of the hottest artists in the city. Big shout out to my Femme Wild Dallas. Muskogee just lost. It never had. But Muskogee just lost one of the best producers in the entire city. One of the best producers in the entire city. Right? And that was, to me, I feel like that was a crucial blow, because we don't got a lot of people that do what he do here in the city on the level that he do it. And he was here for a lot of time. And I know a lot of people, you know, were supposed to do this and were supposed to do that and didn't do that. And I just sit back and look at it like, damn. But y'all wasted that time going to working with people who can't produce nothing different in that whole amount of time frame. That's the mindset. That's the mindset. Now, we can't really make it happen with him because he can make it to pass. Just like the DJs, y'all. DJs, you know, y'all little circle, like y'all run off and tell people because I don't like JB, that somebody else might stop working with him or might not like him or might not want to work with him because I don't like him. That's lame shit, that. And then turn around and bat me up. He's grown. He's grown. That right there stops the black community. You can't build no foundation on a foundation that ain't stable. You can't build no foundation, man, on a foundation that don't got the proper things necessary to ride on and rock that foundation and rebuild it. And we build it on the same principles that needed to be taken down. Nah, in life, you're going to have to burn some bridges. Right? You're going to have to burn some bridges. Because the traffic is ineffective. The traffic is ineffective on the bridge. It ain't working. It ain't getting it. Nah. You got to build a better bridge. You got to build a better bridge, a stronger bridge, smarter bridge. That's what you got to do. And locally, a lot of people go through the same shit. A lot of black people talk that black unity. They talk that standing up for the black community. Right? And we're talking about the people in position of power. So nobody that's out here grinding and shit like that shit. Anyway, if they do shit, they already have something in their ear, some heart, and they heart toward me anyway, so it don't matter. But I don't see no black leaders out here really getting that skating rink back open. Right? Where are your entrepreneurs night? It's a night of fun. We got a lot of black leaders. Are y'all tapped into what's going on right now? Are y'all tapped to what's really going on right now? Are y'all tapped into the creative mind in the city? Are y'all selective with the creativity? That's what I see. You got mad at a person like me because when I came out and said that Samo Nation had designed the poor war. Remember, everybody got mad about that, but I wasn't doing nothing but speaking the truth. How we wasn't getting no kind of love or not even a salute or not even an invitation to come, but once were part of us and was given the blueprint and it happened just like it was supposed to, then you got mad and switched up. Just like you switched up when Black Soul came and, you know, ain't no more issues or whatever it is, but came and disrespected after Samo Nation was the one that even introduced poets and anybody like that on that level to Muskogee. They had already worked with him. Then guess what? Y'all turned your back on one of your own to go ride with him from Wichita to come down here and do that with you. That was a part of the plan. That's what the Midwest Syndicate plan was. The Midwest Syndicate plan was to bring Oklahoma and Kansas together, but y'all so disrespectful and so ungrateful, should nobody even do that shit for y'all no more. Do it for yourselves. That way it is with me. A lot of people turn their back on you, man. A lot of people will shit on you behind your back. A lot of people will drag you through the mud. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to tell anybody. Shake it off and go be around them people again. Hell nah. You got to fall back, have you got to fall back, do what you got to do. You shining on them, shine on them. You flexing on them, flex on them. Make them hate it. Make them hate you winning. Right? Because they hate you winning. So you ain't got to hate them. Make them hate you winning. Give them what they want. Like I said, I said again, man, I keep got to keep putting this out there so people who might be replaying the show before coming through. I've always put the invitation out there all the time. Come on the show. Come talk about what issues is going on locally in the community. I shouldn't even have to do this shit, but I do. Come on the show. Come talk about whatever you want to. Come talk about the issues in the community. Come talk about what y'all think needs to change. Come do this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You don't see no black leaders, man, trying to find no platforms in their city to go speak on and so they can reach whoever they can reach. They not trying to do that shit, especially if you don't look like the right type of black brother. Excuse me. And it's funny how the person that don't look like the type of black brother looks like the right type of black brother in a whole lot of other places. Ain't that funny how the world works? Now, everybody got their position to play, man. You got to make sure you as powerful as you can be in the position that you play. Right? And you got to stand on what you're about. And like I said, the NAACP, to me, don't stand on what they're about. I ain't seen any officials stand on what they about. I seen a whole year, another year go by, and I ain't seen them out here really working with hey, man, you can't work with everybody, but then again, you can. So that's what you call for. That's the burden you put on your own back. You got to be the one to lead the charge to try to work with everybody. That's a black entrepreneur or business owner. You put that burden on your own back. But you got to go show them some love and them some support. You think once y'all get in these positions that it's supposed to be the other way around? Y'all got it mixed up. Y'all think the people should start keep showing y'all all this attention and all this support and giving y'all all this money, so you're going to keep getting from the sheep. Because they scared to stand up. I said, how the hell is y'all charging people all this type of money at these events? That shit don't make no sense. Because everybody got to eat. Because everybody got to get paper. Everybody got to eat and everybody got to get paper. But what's being offered for that? Everybody trying to squeeze a dollar out of everybody. How is that any honor and loyalty? How can you trust that? Nah, man. Don't roll that way. A lot of people with me, we don't roll that way. See, I never wanted it to be where it had to be to where it is. But that is where it is. I knew it was going to happen. In my city, man, they feel real change. And when you the wrong-looking type of black brother, I ain't going to hear you. I ain't going to hear you when you're nice. You got to be the angry black man. You got to be the angry black man. That's the only way they're going to hear you. That's the only way they're going to feel you. If you ain't being that angry black man like that, they ain't going to hear you, they ain't going to feel you. You real, man. You don't say everything everybody want to hear. You don't do everything everybody wants you to do. They ain't a part about being real. They ain't a part about being a king. I know they got y'all pressed. I know a lot of niggas out there pressed, a lot of cats, a lot of brothers, my bad, out there pressed, man. Over the king time, but shit, like I said, stand on yours, man. Stand on yours, be the king of yours. So what? On the things you bringing out here. Everybody getting dope. Everybody getting money. But these buildings just sitting. Wasted. Nothing happened. Nothing going on. Nobody doing nothing with them. I ain't never been the issue. The issue has always been the people that's in power. The people that's in positions of power. The housing authority, you know, there's a lot more that they can do. Like I said, NAACP, they should be seen way, way more active in the community this year. Or in the years coming up, they should be seen actually out here standing with the other movers and shakers of their community. Hey, it don't matter if you don't like it or not. It don't matter if you're not into it or not. You put that burden on yourself. I said I'm the king of my own. So I carry that burden of putting that of my own on my back. You chose to be the position that you're in. You chose to put that burden on your own back. You don't get to be selective in what black people you work with. You don't get to be selective on what black people you work with. What part of the game is that? So even the black person that voted for y'all asses, y'all don't work with, what the hell? That's what we get? That's what a voter get? That's what a voter get. A voter, a person that votes for you, gets treated like that. That's how y'all out here treating your people? That's what you say? That's how y'all out here doing your people? You won't even turn around and help those people. You won't even turn around and show that same type of love to them people when they show you that love. You ain't going to bat for them. You ain't standing in the gap for them. You ain't throwing them no opportunities. Yeah, like, let me get back on the DJs. Oh, y'all can throw a whole lot of opportunities to other people when you want them to outshine other people. Y'all janky. Y'all janky. And I don't see a lot of thoroughbreds, man. Y'all forgot y'all thoroughbreds. Y'all forgot y'all powerful. But sometimes you got to slide over. Sometimes you got to let people that's more effective at the job do the job. If you can't put them in that position of the job, then you get beside them and you ride their ass to the top with them. And y'all don't know how to do that. Y'all are the ones that going to look right. The ones going to say everything right. But they ain't going to tip the iceberg. Nah, they ain't going to tip the iceberg. And then y'all want these people to come track y'all down. Why would these people come track y'all down if they don't see y'all out here in the streets that they be on doing anything? If they drive around every day, forget social media. Forget what you're saying on social media. if people have been driving by y'all establishment every day or every week for even 2 years, even 4 years, and they have seen no motion, no traction, no nothing like that on a consistent basis, then yeah, they got the right to say you full of shit. They got the right to say that to you. They might, you can't say it to your face, you know, with disrespectful, but if that's how they feel, they got the right to feel that way. Because they didn't buy food from people in the community that's cooking it out their house. You got a, like I said, you got a black club sitting there. And you got to pay a price that's not worth paying for the history of what the building is and what it takes to get that the building successful. But because of that, it just sits. And it does nothing for the community. Now, it ain't no bring the kids up here. We having a kid movie night up here and nothing like that. Ain't nothing like that. No. It just sits. And it just sits. And it just collects dust. And collects dust. Nah, man. That ain't a part of the game. That's sitting and watching our community rot away and die. That's sitting and watching our buildings that can be utilized for the community just rust away, get old, and fall apart, look nasty, look trashy, and then that's it. That's what's going on around here, man. I stand on all that. I stand on everything that I say. It shouldn't be a person like me. First thing people gonna say, well, what are you gonna do? Should I do whatever the hell I feel like I'm gonna do? Whatever I wanna do. Shouldn't be asking me that. You should be asking the people that's leaders. You should be asking your favorite local rapper. Right? What is he really doing out here? I heard a mind frame of letting a white artist, you know, run with it because the white artist is what I heard because of the white artist was going, you know, I guess bring forth so much change and all of this type of stuff. Well, it's funny how I didn't see events after that that wasn't, you know, involving that. I didn't see that. So that move right there, kind of crazy. If you want to look, I don't look at it like that. I look at all kinds of people. I rock with everybody. I don't do the whole, oh, he white and black, and I ain't going to rock with that person. Man, I don't do none of that shit. I rock with everybody. I got connections and people, loved ones, all that shit everywhere, man. That's all kind of different races and nationalities, right? But there again, there you go. Selective. And the result after that was what? Same thing I said. No growth for no growth. Everybody's money is going in each other's pockets. No growth for no growth. Taking people money from the community and giving it right back to people of the community that ain't doing nothing else. They say, oh man, I was teaching people how to build houses and put up walls and stuff like that. All right, cool. Do that shit. And that's what you do. But in this lane, you ain't made a whole lot of growth. In this lane, you ain't made a whole lot of growth. Nah, you ain't made a whole lot of growth in this lane, man. Because at this point, you should be saying some of the same things I'm saying. And see, it's a special type of people, man, that can get the job done. And y'all keep allowing the people that can't do it. And that's holding a whole lot of talented, blessed people back. We are not even creating anything ourselves in the black community that is sponsored enough, supported enough financially to even kind of assist with an after-school program on any kind of magnitude to help the parents out here with after-school care. Even when school is out, what is it for a child to do here in Muskogee? What is it really for them to do here? When these kids graduate from high school, what they done seen around here, what is it here to keep them? Or what is it here to stop them from moving away and never coming back? What are we doing? What are we offering people of this city that we're asking so much from? What are we working towards here? New roads? Right? Tearing down buildings that could be utilized to fix some of the problems that we have? What do you do for a mayor to tear down the motel building? But then you're facing a problem where you don't have enough room at the MLK Center and these type of things to have, that everybody can, you know, more people can have access to after-school care, after-school program. And then you start looking at it, well, hey, what about the damn schools? Shit, what the hell's going on? Is black leaders fighting for that? Are they powerful enough and creative enough to get the job done? Damn the personal. Can they get the job done? And I say no. I say no. I hate to knock people, but I tell people all the time, I can't get the job done on certain things. I'm not the one on certain things to be able to get the job done, man, and I'll gladly support the one that can get the job done. The NAACP ain't going to happen. The black leaders just out here is not going to happen until the foundation be rocked. And I'll rock that foundation for them. Since, you know, that's what they say anyway. What better person would it be for me to rock their foundation? It don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm so high, can't touch the floor. Pop a X, I'm about to roll. Hit the spotlight, where the hoes. She get the bag and make some more. That's the type of bitch I want. I'm a G, yeah, I know it. Nigga, you don't want no smoke. My niggas ride, yeah, I know it. Nigga, is that what you want? I'm about to drown in this liquor. Pick me up some bitches. She gave me that cocoa, you know that's a given. Merk that shit like Shomo, give her at the business. End it with a roll, run, cruising through the city. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I'm taking off, I'm about to flow. Petrol when I smoke. Bust down Eskimo, she got friends in this adult. Hit her once, she gotta go. I'm always on go. I'm always on go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I'm taking off, I'm about to flow. Petrol when I smoke. Bust down Eskimo, she got friends in this adult. Hit her once, she gotta go. I'm always on go. I'm always on go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I'm taking off, I'm about to flow. Cookie when I smoke, shout out Bernie, you the GOAT. Drop a zanny in her throat, she say, you know what I want. I ain't come to play no games, grab your friend and pour a cup. Catch these vibes and live it up, ayy. I'm only here for the weekend, she on that molly, she tweaking. I'm hoping a friend wanna creep in, kick that ass out, they can't sleep in. Cause I gotta go, I got a bag to go. I'm trying to bag some hoes, run up a check and bag some hoes. Yeah, I swear I won't fuck up her friends, it's ugly. If you fuck with a bunny, you just as bummin'. Yeah, yeah. Can't be calling my line if it ain't got no money. Hit it, go on your ass, then I'm right out the country. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I'm taking off, I'm about to flow. Petrol when I smoke. Bust down Eskimo. She got friends in this adult. Hit her once, she gotta go. I'm always on go. I'm always on go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I'm taking off, I'm about to flow. Petro when I smoke, bust down Eskimo. She got friends and it's a goal. Hit her once, she gotta go. I'm always on go. I'm always on go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
The it always says, man, be careful who you do wrong, right? Because you never know when it's the next person's time to shine or the next person's going to come into what they ask or get stronger in themselves. So a lot of people counted me out. A lot of people doubted me. Laughed behind my back, talked about me, lied on me, poured salt on my name, put dirt on my name. And guess what? They got to eat all of it. And when you're in them type of position, you can't feel sorry because you done already prayed about it. Right? You done already prayed about it. And God said in front of your enemies, he'll bring you up, right? So you can't forget that they stood on the other side of you as enemies. And every time you try to go over there and their hearts ain't changed, you're going to get the same kind of outcome, right? So you got to rattle the foundation. You got to show them that you're powerful enough to bring the heat right to their doorsteps in a way that only you can. You got to show them that, man. Because when you do it nicely and when you come in love, they don't feel you. They don't hear you. They want you to become a puppet. They want you to become a robot. They want you to pipe down. They want you to dumb down. They don't want you to excel. They don't want you to become more powerful. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to elevate. They don't want you to rise. They don't want you to get the shine. They don't want you to be the leader that you're supposed to be in the position that you're supposed to be, because then that makes them look like what? They ain't saying these type of things because they're afraid to. They ain't saying these type of things because, see, they can't say these type of things because they're scared. If they say these type of things, these people ain't going to vote for them, or these people ain't going to come, or these people ain't going to support them, or these people ain't going to buy nothing. I don't give a damn. Ain't got to. Then you will defend you. What ain't, what ain't. That's all I'm going to say, man. Till next time, man, y'all keep it jerking, man. You can adapt your jerking lifestyle, man. Hop on the radio at gmail.com, man. Anything about that, you know, local or any of my views or opinions like that, man, I don't do phone calls and I don't do messages on that. Email me, man. We can discuss you coming on the show.